Oklahoma Democrats advance their agenda as budget concerns loom and new SNAP restrictions now in effect. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, February 16th. I'm Nick Daniels. With the second week of Oklahoma's 2026 legislative session behind us, Democratic leaders in both chambers say parts of their agenda are advancing. But as State Capitol reporter Lionel Rommels tells us, they still worry about stretching this year's budget to meet Oklahomans' needs.
House Minority Leader Cindy Munson says 21 Democratic bills in the House advanced past the first round of committee meetings. Munson highlighted House Bill 3392 by her colleague from Tulsa, Representative Amanda Clinton, as a big win for House Democrats this year. It calls for greater accountability around energy usage by data centers and other large industrial projects.
This asks the Corporation Commission to put together a report to highlight how much energy is being used, so that way if there are costs associated with this, that those costs do not fall on regular everyday people.
In the Senate, 13 bills from Democrats advanced, according to Senate Minority Leader Julia Kurt, including measures aimed at increasing housing affordability and reducing the cost of prescription medications. I'm Lionel Rommels.
Republican leaders say their top priority this year is increasing early childhood literacy rates and education outcomes, but all proposals that might cost money are pending final budget estimates, which lawmakers received Friday. Proposed legislation to protect the rights of minors appearing in monetized online content is advancing. KGOU's Tegan Smith has details.
House Bill 1016 passed unanimously out of the House Civil Judiciary Committee. It's the first measure of its kind in Oklahoma. The bill requires adults who feature minors in at least 30% of their monetized content, or if that content generates more than $10,000, to set aside earnings for the minor to access at 18. It also allows minors 13 and older to request their removal from online content within 7 days. The measure now heads to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety Oversight. I'm Tegan Smith.
Hundreds of Oklahoma students have participated in walkouts protesting the actions of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, last week. Abigail Sikowski reports on one such group from Taft Middle School and nearby institutions.
A few dozen students gathered on Northwest 23rd Street on Friday to express their dissatisfaction with ICE and their support for immigrants. It's part of a national trend, with students in cities like Los Angeles and Chicago leaving their classrooms to protest. Joshua, an 8th grader at Aztec Charter School, says the demonstration was a chance to be a voice for loved ones who can't speak up.
I think it's really important for us to protest here because all of us, we're speaking for our families, or maybe our mothers or fathers that can't speak up for themselves. We're speaking for everyone else.
A group of Oklahoma lawmakers sent a letter on Tuesday asking the State Department of Education to investigate reports of teachers involved in or organizing the protests. No teachers were present at the Taft protest. I'm Abigail Sikowski.
Oklahoma has started new SNAP restrictions that ban recipients from buying candy and soft drinks with EBT benefits. The rules took effect on Sunday after originally being scheduled for January 1st. The waiver defines soft drinks as sodas, sports and energy drinks, flavored waters and juice drinks with less than 100% juice, including fountain drinks and slushies. It defines candy as candy bars and similar products marketed as candy, including chocolate-covered items, but it excludes baked goods and baking ingredients. Oklahoma Human Services says the new restrictions are intended to promote healthier food choices and improve nutrition for families. Existing federal rules still prohibit SNAP purchases of alcohol, tobacco, non-food items, and hot prepared foods. Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.